belong to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, we surrender, withholding nothing, we surrender, withholding nothing, I give you all of me, 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 I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me, I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me, I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me, I give you all of me, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give you all of me, 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 I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands, Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart and take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Wonderful Counselor, when his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And Father, we thank you for this is the time for which we celebrate your birth, Lord. And it shouldn't be just during the Christmas season that we quote that verse, Lord, but it's always because you are always our Wonderful Counselor. You are always our Everlasting Father. You are always our Prince of Peace. And so we thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for the opportunity to get together here on the Master's Call. Thank you, Father, for our co-founders, Dr. P.J. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, thank you for their yes, Lord. Father, thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Father, for the Artist Life, Company, Lord. Thank you for each and every family member who has joined us here this morning, God. Oh, Lord, you know what each and every person stands in need of. And so, God, we just trust you, and we believe in you, God, and we just have our hope in you, knowing that you are ordering our footsteps, knowing that you are doing exceedingly abundantly above in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the speaker who will bring the word this morning, Lord, downloaded straight from the throne room of heaven. Father, that you bless them, that you touch them, that you direct their path, oh God, and that you guide their lips and their thoughts, oh God, and their heart, God. And we know that what you've given them is exactly what we need to hear for such a time as this. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus. Father, the word will go forth with clarity. He nor his cohorts have any place on this call. So we cast them out by the blood of Jesus and by the word of our testimony. Because it will go forth with clarity, we do have listening ears. We do have an open heart to receive it. And we give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TNC family, God bless you. If I don't talk to you before Christmas, have a Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. A blessed holiday season. Wear your mask and observe what the CDC tells us to do. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just must know that I truly do love me some you. God bless you. Host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Willa, are you able to hear me this morning?
Yes, I can, my dear. God bless you.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for holding it down this morning. I heard Baby Hollis out there. I remember those days. Boys do not like to get their diapers changed. So we thank you so much for seeing us and greeting us this morning. Thank you for opening us up with that anointed prayer. God morning to all of you. Welcome to the Master's Call. During this Advent season, we welcome each of you, and we thank you for dialing in this morning, and we hope that you will join us again. And my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, where it is 5:03 a.m., and we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and thank you for taking the time to dial into the Master's Call. And you're probably wondering, how did that even get started? Well, I am so glad that you asked. Back on October the 25th of 2010, the Master's Call started because of the yes of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we celebrated her birthday on yesterday. So we continue to celebrate Dr. Vanessa, and we say happy, happy, happy and blessed birthday to you. May all your wishes come true. And so they started this call. The mission and mandate was that as they began this call, as we begin this call each day, that your life as a listener, as a believer, as you dial in, your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we were knitted together here by a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, started by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. And so because of Artist, we all have been a part of it at some time or another, or maybe some of us haven't at all. But the products are absolutely phenomenal. And as they say, an appointment with Artist will change your life. But I say only if you let it. Why? Because it requires a choice, either yes or no. That's the option. So we have a website for our call. It is www, or you don't even have to use the www's anymore, but themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And once you click on that link, it will take you to our website, where you'll see all of the bios for our speakers. You will see information on fasting. All of our messages since 2010 have been archived on that website. So I heard so many new voices this morning. If you want to go back and listen to our messages, say from 2011, they are there for you. So you could go back and just click on a message, and you'll get a message from one of our phenomenal ministers or speakers, and I'm just telling you, there is a buffet available for you. Today is Wednesday, and so it is Awareness Wednesday on the Morning Motivational Call, which is following this call with the phenomenal Flanagan. And so if you will be headed over to Wellness or Awareness Wednesday, that number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. And say that you have been here and you've been listening and you feel that the Lord is purging you or pushing you to do something new for 2021. Well, there's opportunities for you here on the Master's Call. And those opportunities would be for you to worship, for you to lead us in song, for you to be a hostess or a greeter, or maybe there is a message in your belly that you need to share with the masses. So we invite you to become a part of the TMC leadership team. And you, all you have to do that is to get in contact with either our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or get in touch with our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. So that option is available for you. Also, we have a email, info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. But now it's time for us to hear our speaker. Our speaker for this morning is a phenomenal woman of God. She just actually transitioned into a new chapter in her life, and I am so, so excited. She goes by the name of Minister Bonita Cates. She was born in New Jersey to Henry and Vivian. Bonita is the youngest of four children, and so she moved to Florida, then returned to New Jersey, where she met and married Charles Tyler. She was blessed with the birth of a beautiful, healthy baby girl, Ursula. In 2015, Ursula met and married Jason Harton, and God granted them the best, better description, gift, Shael, born on September the 16th, 2017, and they are expecting another bundle of joy. It is the delight of Bonita's day to hear Shael call her Bibi, which means grandmother in Swahili. Minister Bonita has transferred over to Ohio, and she is retired now, but she is definitely a woman who is blessed. She is outgoing. She is necessary. She is intelligent. She is talented, and this morning she is our anointed and appointed speaker. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line one of my sisters who I love from the bottom of my heart, Minister Bonita Cates. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, ma'am, sister. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take the baton and take it away.
Oh, boy. Thank you so much. Family. Thank you for allowing me to serve this morning. Those that know me know what's going on right now. I hear so many new voices, and I just pray to God that I'm going to impart something that's going to make some sense. Just all of what they said. I was Hollis. Thank you so much for being on the line, Hollis. Oh, my goodness. And you know, our psalmist, thank you so much. I give myself away. Yes, I do. Every day, every moment, every chance I get, every breath I take, I give myself away. That's just for me. Thank you, co-founders, for what you're doing with me. Doctors Vanessa Weatherspoon and PK Roberts. Yeah, I tried and tried and tried to not do this, family. And I got prayed over yesterday, and just, and my sisters that are there just texting me and nudging me. So I say all of this to say to someone that is hesitating, that is sitting on the fence about joining our leadership team, if I can do this, you can do this. I generally host and greet, and for reasons beyond my understanding, my mothers in Christ have faith in me beyond my understanding that God has placed in me something that's going to make some sense to someone. Just allow me to do this simple prayer. God, I offer myself to thee that I may impart something that will help someone, that you will bless me with words that will come out of my mouth and touch a spirit, one of your children. Father God, I appreciate this time. I appreciate this journey. And I thank you. In my brother's name, Jesus. Family, my topic for today is, this is, some would consider this a hurricane season. And I don't live in a geographical zone that inherits that. But when I say that, is what I'm referring to are these three holidays: Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Typically, they at one time had a different meaning, but it seems that, and this is just me, it seems that man has incorporated some things in these seasons, in these holidays, that is not becoming of what I believe my father had intended. You know, I was shopping, I think it was in September, just general shopping. They had Christmas trees out, right? And it's confusing because we had not yet gotten to Thanksgiving. They are already marketing New Year's. And it's confusing because we have not yet gotten to Christmas. So I say all of that to say it's a time of intense anxiety that man has taken away the intended love that my father, I believe, it is to be. I did mention suicide. It's a very stressful time. We have to be mindful that the suicide rate is up. We are in a time right now of something that I've never experienced. I can date myself and tell you when I was a kid, the toys did not cost, I don't know, $1 gazillion, and I just use that as an example. They weren't motorized, that the head would come off and the arm would come off and you'd plop them back on, right? Thanksgiving was a time that we sat around the table and no one thought about going shopping for Christmas gifts. You know, we might have thought about football. And we ate and we sat back. And we ate again, and we sat back, and we went to bed. And we thanked God for family. We talked, and we laughed. And I'm not suggesting that I come from some family that didn't have issues. We had issues. Oh, we had issues. But we came together. It was mandated. I don't know if you had the same family that I did, but it was mandated that you sit at the table for Thanksgiving. There was no carrying off the plate and going off into another room or having a dinner table, whatever that was. You sat at the table. You dressed. You sat at the table and you ate and you shared your ideas and your thoughts. It was a commune. Theologians 5 and 18, everything give thanks. We were thankful. We were in everything. I mean, even in, because I'm reminiscing now, thinking about the faces around the table that are no longer there, but the joy that it brought, the stories that were told, the memories that were shared, was priceless. No one ran off to the department store to get the best bargain and the less price for the Christmas. No, that's not what we did. So this is why I call it a hurricane season. It just, whoosh, like, you know, a hurricane. The hurricane has three phases. Like, the outer side is the most dangerous because it propels all of those objects and you can get hit. The inner is the eye, where it's very peaceful, and then the outside as it's moving out, right? Well, we enjoyed Thanksgiving. We enjoyed family. We enjoyed love. We enjoyed being together. We gave thanks. And then, okay, and then Christmas came. We did have a Black Friday, but the store was not open at whatever time it was. It was, you know, it was a time to move forward to the next season. And we enjoyed Christmas. We enjoyed the anticipation of counting down the days, right, till the big holiday came where you maybe didn't eat so much, but you stayed up late and then you decorated the tree. And these are my memories. These are memories that the people that I associated with. We've gotten to a time, and this is just my thinking, where everything is so rushed, we run right past God's blessings. As it says in Chronicles 16 and 8, let God be glorified. It was the coming of Jesus. Let him be glorified. Let's take a time and breathe. The television is on 24. I don't remember the TV. Matter of fact, I don't remember paying for TV, but, you know, that's just me. The television is on 24 hours a day. We are inundated with information. We are overwhelmed with anxiety. The suicide level has heightened so far that, I mean, given what we're going through right now with this pandemic, mental health, and I suggest anyone, and this is just my suggestion, don't be shy of mental health. God did not put a mental health provider there if he didn't want it to be used. They are there for a reason, and I suggest to you that they're like a pair of shoes. You find one that fits you. Every pair, and then you get that comfortable pair of shoes, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. That the one that you just wore out till you can't even wear it anymore. And you use that. African Americans have a tendency to think that mental health is a curse. It is not. It is a matter of life. And to address it is important. But moving forward, mental health is on the rise because of what we are going through. It is, we are overwhelmed with situations and matters. People are unable to pay bills. We are living beyond our means. We find it necessary to have things, not worship God. Glorify him. And everything give thanks, even in the hard times. I'm in limbo right now. I'm sharing a room with my granddaughter. Now, mind you, it's a beautiful thing. I prayed for it a long, long time. That's why Hollis was such a blessing to hear, like the new life, the new breath, the new beginning. I just loved hearing that. And I envy Willa for having that. I'll have it soon, but it's just a blessing that she's there, able to hold her brand new grandson and just have in her heart all of the things that she wants for him and not blow past it with a new news that's on all the time or, you know, it's just so much going on that we're not stopping to smell God's roses. The snow that's going to fall, the wind, the rain. Do we listen to rain? No. I mean, there's the news. There's a daytime show. There's something on, I don't know, on the, my mother used to call it the boob tube. Do we read? Do we read a book anymore? No. Now they have this thing called Audible where the book reads to you. That's not how I grew up. And I believe the way that I grew up, I don't suggest that, you know, every generation says, oh, you know, when I was a kid, I believe that, okay, times are changing and I have to change with times. But there's a reason that I should not rush past God's glory. So Christmas is coming, and I encourage us all to take the time to enjoy God's glory. I call it the hurricane season because of the rush of the whiz pass, whizzing right past it onto New Year's, right into the new year and celebrating something that I don't even understand as what has gone on, that going past everything so quickly. I sit back and I've been thinking about this 2020, and everyone has their own experience with it, right? Some good, some not so good. I think God has really blessed me. I'm able to work remotely in another state and be with my family. God's done things for me that I would not have done for myself. As long as I got out the way and let him do what he does. And my daughter and my son-in-law, they don't have the traditional television. They've got something called, I don't know what it is, but you don't get all of the you know, I don't have access to information as I did at my home because I felt it necessary to have a cable television. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying for me, this is a new thing and I love it. I love the idea that I don't have the access that I thought I needed. I am now enjoying time with my grandchild, time with my family. God did this for me. It wouldn't have happened if he didn't want it to happen. So I'm suggesting that this hurricane season, I call it, take some time and realize God's glory, Chronicles 16 and 8. It is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing to meditate, stop and breathe. A meditation is a couple of minutes, not a lot of time. Just breathe and just thank him for this season, for this time, for family to be on top of the ground. And then when the new year comes, give gratitude to what he has done, where he, the things, you know, what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. Give thanks. I just hope what I've said today has touched someone, made some sense. And I appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and I'm going to turn it back over to our lovely host, my sister, my songbird. The floor is yours. Minister Tiffany?
Can you hear me, Bonita?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. What a beautiful message this morning. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I praise God that you have stayed in your lane and that greater things are coming for you. They've already started, and God is going to absolutely blow your mind. So just stay in position to receive the promises that he has for you. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. But at this time, let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, for your favor, for your grace, God. We thank you for new mercies. We thank you, God, that you love us unconditionally. We thank you that you are the light. We thank you that you are the King of Kings and that you are the Lord of Lords, God. And so this morning we surrender all to you, God. We lay it down at your feet, God. We lay down worry. We lay down stress. We lay down depression. We lay down fear. We lay down doubt. We lay down procrastination, God, because we woke up winning this morning. So we woke up in victory, God. So we thank you, God, that the blood still works. And so we plead the blood of Jesus over anything that will hinder us or stagnate us from doing what you would have us to do in this day. God, show us so that we can walk in your ways. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I lift up my sister Bonita to you right now, God. I pray that you would just fill her up until she overflows. I thank you for allowing her to be strong in you and to share what you have given her, given for her to share to us this morning, God. I just pray that your blessings, your favor, and your increase will saturate her and her household and her daughter and her son and her grandchildren, God. I just pray that you would just do something awesome and amazing in their lives. And for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice, Father, I speak peace and prosperity in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for each and every single person that is listening now and those that will listen later, God. And we just say, this is the day that you have made. And so we will rejoice. We won't complain. We will be grateful and thankful for each and every single thing, God, because you gave us a new day with new opportunities and new possibilities. So we give you the praise, God. We give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we will like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-pound. I want to let you know today we will be headed over to Awareness Wednesday on the Morning Motivational Call. Now, I know everyone knows someone who experiences asthma. Don't you know someone who experiences asthma? If you do, I would suggest that you give them this number, 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. That will be Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans immediately following this call. Again, I would like to say thank you to Psalmist Kaylin. Oh, my gosh, what a wonderful and amazing time of worship. Thank you so much for serving us in excellence this morning. To Minister Willa, thank you so much, and Baby Hollis. Thank you both for seating us and greeting us this morning and for opening up us up in prayer, Minister Willa, and to Minister Bonita, thank you so much for that inspirational message that you delivered to us this morning. May God continue to bless you and keep you, and it has been a privilege and a pleasure for me to join each and every single one of you as your host for this morning. Continue to have a great day, and share this call with someone else, and invite them to join you here on the line on tomorrow. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Bonita, if she would come back and give us our benediction for the day. Minister Bonita, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. May the God, of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope.